702. Change your mindset.
Change your mindset on 702. Kuabas Fesser, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tabo. Thank you for having me. And, you know, thank you for Stanley for introducing me to you. And I'm looking forward to sharing some knowledge to you today.
I can't wait, Kuabas. And I've been talking about you during the break that this is very important to me. People often say, Kuabas, that if you can get your mind right, you can get the rest of your life on the right track as well. How true is this and how practical is it?
Yeah, I think your mindset, you know, is 20% maybe of everything that we do, but it creates 80% of the results in your life. And I think if you realize that, then you realize how much you need to invest in your mindset, because that's, you know, just sharing my story, and hopefully I will share some a little bit about it today. If you apply your mind correctly, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. The world is your oyster. You are in control of creating your own destiny.
And Kuabas, some may say it's easier said than done, because there are so many things in our minds at any given go. And a mind can often become so sensitive that even if I'm speaking, even when I'm speaking to you at this present moment, something could just happen on the screen and my mindset can change instantaneously. It must take a very disciplined person to be able to control their mindset and change it for the better.
I think it's more than that. I think it's coming down, what is the habits do you create and what is the skills you've learned over the years? Now, quickly, quick question. Do you drive a car?
Yebo, I do.
Is it? So the first time you ever decided you're going to start driving a car, you just got into it, you started it, and you started driving, right?
Yes, I did. I'm kidding.
Yeah. And yeah. That's what people expect.
Yeah.
You know it was challenging, right?
Very challenging, yes.
Now, it's the same thing about our mind. You know, we want to get into a Ferrari and think, you know, we've never driven a Ferrari before. Mm. Now we want to get into a Ferrari and we want to start driving as a pro racer. You know, but we still haven't even acquired the skills over the time. We haven't learned how to handle a car like a Ferrari. We didn't go through the growing pains. And I mean, that's the culture that a world has been created in, is that, you know, it's this quick fix. We go get takeaways in 10 minutes. We have a meal. You know, we've been creating these habits in our life that everything should be quick. However, think about it quickly. Everything that is quick, is it good for you?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
Yeah, so the food
the
that
instant,
you get is not,
yeah.
Yes, it's instant, and it's not necessarily that it's healthy and good for your body. Now, it's the same thing about your mind. People think, you know, I just think positive every day. Now my life is going to change. You know, it's not going to be that quick. It's about learning the new skill of how your body and mind connection works and how you can tap into the power of the mind and acquire that skill and then apply it every single day to be able to get the result. It's like if you want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, you're not going to go once a week to gym or maybe once a day to gym. It's the whole process around it. It's gymming. It's having the right exercise program. It's how many times a day you should go. Then there's the recovery. Then there's the nutrition that you have to do. Then, you know, there's multiple things that you have to take in consideration. And if you then do it consistently, guess what the outcome is going to be? It's going to be you're going to create a Schwarzenegger in yourself. And that's why when I speak to people about mindset, I say, it's guaranteed that you can get the results that you so desire.
And Kuabas, to what extent do circumstances around you or those that you're exposed to also play a role in how you think? Does the internal determine the external, or does the external determine the internal?
I think your external in the beginning does play a part where you come from, because it creates the beliefs. You know, Gandhi, you know, in my philosophy that I based it on is on a quote by Gandhi that says everything starts with a belief that becomes our thoughts, that becomes our words. Our words then become our actions. Our actions, the more we take it, becomes habits in our life. It becomes our values and ultimately creates our destiny. So everything starts with a belief. And the thing is, beliefs is created from a young age, from our friends, our peers, our parents, our teachers, our community that we stay in has that beliefs that it creates. And in the end of the day, if you go look at it, it also creates the end result, the destiny. Now you have the power to change all of that. You just have to become consciously awake that you have the power to change it. So your outside forces and where you grow up and everything has an impact in the beginning. However, you have the power to change it.
And perhaps we do have the power to change it. And how do I access that power? Do I, there's this thing that's making rounds currently on TikTok, but it's always been there, especially to you life coaches. You often talk about it, that you are some of the five people that you hang around with. If you're an average of five people that you hang around with. So if you hang around five negative people, chances are you'll be negative. So the company you keep somehow determines who you are and how you start thinking about things as well. So how do you start by accessing some bit of control over this mind? And the first step is often the most difficult, I presume.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I do is I get people to walk over fire, you know, 500 to 600 degrees Celsius. And everyone always says the first step is the hardest because, you know, that makes you take action to know that's now I'm really moving forward and I'm really going to walk over this fire.
Yeah.
And as metaphor for life is, yeah, the first step is going to be the hardest to realize you need to change your environment. Because if you become consciously aware, how do you think? How do you believe? What is your words that you're using on a daily basis? And you go look at your friends and you will notice they say the same thing. When I started earning thousands, I started mingling with people earning millions. Do you know that they speak differently? They see the economy differently. Mm. They see the world differently. They talk differently about money and business. And then I realized when I started spending time with a few people that earn almost a billion, I realize these people think our economy is the best it's ever been. They see opportunities right, left, right, and center, and then they have the power that just whatever they touch turns to gold, and they create even more wealth. Because the thing is, they think differently. They say differently. Now, think about it. If you spend time with these people on a daily basis, do you think your way of thinking is going to change? The words you use are going to change? The way you see the world is going to change?
Yeah, there'd be some effect. There'd be some effect, definitely, because your environment would be different. So you'd have to respond to it, unless you've got a strong, resistant streak about you.
Yes, and I think that is where it starts, and this is why we need to change our beliefs about what is possible. You know, usually I ask people, you know, why don't you? I believe our economy and the country is the best it's ever been. However, people don't see it that way because they get influenced by when they spend with their friends around the braai, or they read the newspaper, or they put the news on. They get impacted by all of this news that impacts the reality around their life. Mm. Now, we have that power to change it. And it starts with being the conscious of, you know, what do you want in life? Because if you don't know where you are going and what you want to achieve, you know, you're not going to be able to put the right things in place. Now, I like to use the story of a farmer. Now, a farmer, before he plants, what is the most important thing a farmer needs to know?
You tell me, bro.
So the one thing the farmer needs to know is, first and foremost, you know, even if it's in a dry season, you know, what he wants to harvest. He can't just go and plant any seed. It might be the wrong season. Yeah. It might be the wrong time. He needs to know what he's going to harvest. So what success do you want? What wealth do you want? Be specific. Mm. But you can't plant carrot seeds and then expect millies. You know, it's not going to work. Mm. Then the first thing you do once you know your seed is you can't just also go and plant it. You have to realize, oh, the ground needs to be prepared. You know, I have to go and make sure there's no weeds. I need to turn over the ground. I need to put maybe extra soil or fertilizer. Then when the ground is ready, then only can I go plant the seed. Once I plant the seed, the next step is that, you know, this is where people sometimes forget, is that we need to look after that seed. We need to give it water. We need to give it more fertilizer, pesticides. You know, we have to do all of that work. Now, some seeds, like the Chinese bamboo, takes up to 5 years to grow. So some people need to know that, you know, something depending on where you are is going to take time. It's going to take a 5-year journey or a 10-year journey to grow. However, there's other seeds that might grow in a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on the seed. Now, once you've done that, then you have to pray for rain. You know, this is where faith comes in. And this is where I believe the power of the mind is. And And the universe is, you put it out there and they're like, now I sit back, you know, I've done all of it. I'm looking after this thing. Now I just have to wait for the rain. And I promise you, the rain will always come. You know, when people think it's the driest seasons and it will never rain, guess what? Then it rains. And when it rains a lot, people think it will never be dry again. But the dry seasons do come. One thing that most people then also don't realize is once you've planted the seed and it's almost time to harvest, you need to have a harvesting plan. You need to plan what you're going to do once you harvest. How are you going to harvest? Because the thing is, if you're a single person and you have to harvest the whole land, you know, is that going to be easy? First and foremost, it's probably going to be difficult. It's going to be time consuming. So who do you surround yourself with? What is the team that you need on your side that's going to, you know, I think it was Richard Branson that said, you know, he doesn't have degrees, but he says he hires the right people. He has an accountant. He has a financial guy. He has a marketer. He has all the right people that he employees to work for him to make to make those decisions, and he just manages them. So do you have the right team and support? And guess what? Once you have that in place, then the harvesting becomes so much easier. And once you harvest, you have more seeds to be able to plant even bigger harvest. So it's a circle of life. It's a circle of the mind. It's a circle of law of attraction.
Kobus Fesser is a renowned South African author. He's a trainer, a life coach, fire walking instructor, and a trainer, a speaker, and all these other things. And we are talking to him on our feature, the mindset feature this evening, where we want to go into the gist of the issues. And the discussion is about how to use your mind to create wealth. It's 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. And my name is Thabo Shalom Mashau. You're on 702. Let's walk the talk. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to participate in this discussion, you are at liberty to do so. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp up to 072-702-1702, 072-702-1702, if you'd like to have a word with Kobus Fesser. Kobus, let's jump straight into the hot water now. Creating wealth through your mind, that's not just motivation. How practical is it? Because wealth, I would assume, based on the examples that you've just drawn, is not a product of just one day or one effort. There must be some sustenance there too. So how do you actually start going towards that goal of creating wealth using your mind?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost is what wealth do you want to create? You know, people need to first define that. You know, if you don't know where you're going, what you want to achieve, you're never going to achieve it. So you first need to define and write down your vision for yourself and your life for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And what is the wealth you want to create? But be specific. You know, I've had someone ask me the other day, it's like, you know, I want more money. And I'm like, will you be happier if you have more money? And they say they will accept it. I say, will you dance when you have more money? And they said they will be, you know, they will dance there. On the table. And I go to them and I give them a 10 Rand note and they say, thank you. And I was like, but why aren't you dancing? I'm like, but it's only 10 Rand. I say, are you wealthier than where you were 10 minutes ago? And they say, yes. So you have more wealth. So you need to be ecstatic. No, but that's not what I meant. I meant more wealth. And I think that's where people get it lost is how much wealth do you want to create? Now, you know, the one thing about it is you also need to make it in a such a way that it's really almost realistic, but it's a way for your brain to believe it. I can't say to myself, for example, if I don't even believe that I can make millions, that I'm going to start earning billions. You know, that's the wealth that I want to create. So we first need to build it up in stages to achieve what is the next level of wealth that I want to create in my life that my brain first and foremost will believe, right? And I know we can create that belief as well, because if we create something called affirmations and we remind ourselves, I'm like what I'm doing now, I'm a top motivational international speaker known around the globe. I earn about 250,000 Rand a month on profit in my business every single month. You know, to give you that example is that I affirm that every day, because the thing is, the more your brain hears it and the more you visualize and see it, you need to start feeling as if you have it right now. And then it becomes a reality if you do it consistently enough. Because we can fool our brain. Because if I have to say to you this, when you watch a movie and someone cries, you know, do you cry with them?
You know, perhaps because of my stubbornness, I don't.
Okay, do you laugh when there's a joke on the TV?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, sure. But no, but I hear the principle. I'm just being nasty, but I hear the principle definitely. The power of being influenced by your immediate surroundings.
Yes, so we influence our mind that way because your mind doesn't know what the thing between what is real and not real. So by using something called visualization, by visualizing it as if you already have it, you know, on a daily basis, that becomes real over time. I say usually to people, don't chase money. Don't chase, you know, the figure behind it. Chase what it can create for you. What is the lifestyle you want? Mm. What is that you want to do in, when you have that money? Because the thing is, then you're not desperate about it. Because if you focus about the small things to do that, is that you will automatically attract the right people in your space. You will attract the right things to come towards you so that the right moment happens. It's like one of my clients he races in Lamborghinis. And, you know, we had this goal of him winning the GT3 championship. Now, he's almost 50 years old. He was racing against 50-year-olds, 20-year-olds, so people much younger than him. And I said, well, let's go win the championship. And the first he was like laughing. He's like, Quibbers, these guys are younger than me. I hardly practice. I do it as a hobby. And I said, well, let's apply the power of the mind, right? And let's visualize every day that you're going to achieve that, right? So you're winning the, not winning the championship, that you're already holding the trophy as if you're already winning it, right? So you visualize that every day. Then we realize that once you want that wealth, and here's the next step is, what skills do you need to acquire to be able to manage that wealth, right? Because people think, oh, you know, it's easy, but that's why people that wins the lotto loses that money so fast, because they don't have, they never acquired the skill to be able to manage it. So what skills do you need? So you need to make a list of skills to invest in to be able to achieve that. The next one is, do you have a coach or a mentor, right? So when we did the racing, we reached out to other racers around the world if they would be willing to give advice so that he can learn what he should do better. So the one gave him a great advice when he was racing the track to not ride, an example, on his brake, but on the stems, he just needs to lift his foot and the car will automatically adjust its speed and brake a little bit more easier, and he will gain more time. Having the right mentors and coaches to see your blind spots when you can't see it, and also to advise you what to do next. The next thing is, once you've learned that, is to apply it every day, as that consistency is key. And here's the thing is, that this is where magic happens with the power of the mind. Once you do all of this, when you least expected it, to give you an example, it's the last race that they're racing, and it's between him and three other cars to win the championship, right?
Mm.
What's the chances? He's racing the two Ferraris, and he's racing a Lambo. That on the last lap, now listen to this, on the last lap before, the one was just before the checkered flag, and the one was in the beginning of the lap, that both Ferraris would run out of petrol.
Oh my goodness me. Oh my.
What's the chances, right?
Yes.
They could have won the championship.
Yes.
And this is where, yes. And this is where I believe then faith comes in, because, you know, if you do all of the work and you've planted the seeds, the rest will come automatically. You will have the right people come on your path that will just open the right doors for you. To give you an example, I put out a vision. I wanted to meet our president, Cyril Ramaphosa.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know how I'm going to meet him. He's the president. And by putting it out there and visualizing it and going for it, guess what? I'm just shared my dream. You know, this is the thing, is by sharing your dream to someone, like he says, oh, I've been invited to a luncheon with the president, would you love to come with?
Oh my, just like that.
Well, I gave, at least I was there, I gave him my business card, so hopefully he voted.
Let's hope he's listening, and then he'll call you back. He'll remember about the card and say, oh, where did I put that card? And give a shout back. But Kwabas, man, very seriously, and allow me to play devil's advocate here. Someone may be saying, listen, right now as I'm sitting here, I do not even have 10 rands. Tomorrow, I need 150,000 rands to be able to pay for this, that, and the other, or to buy this machinery that I've always wanted in order to start this business that I've always wanted. So What I'm asking you is reality versus your affirmations. Closing that gap is often discouraged by the fact that a lot of people do not see a better tomorrow because their reality is dragging them down. Their reality is, you could argue, blinding them to the potential. But they will tell you that, listen, reality is I do not have it, and there is absolutely no way I can get 150,000 rands in just one day or in a week. It's just not going to happen. So I just want to find out from you, to what extent does reality become an impediment to a dream or a wish or an objective that you have in your mind? How do you make sure that one weighs lesser than the other?
Look, let's be honest. Reality is going to play a part. I ended up being in a wheelchair in 2014, and one day became 2 weeks, and 2 weeks became a month, and a month became a few months. You know, my reality showed me, Kobus, you're never going to walk again. That is your reality. Even the doctor said, Kobus, you need to replace your ankles. It's not going to change. However, I had my vision so clear of what I wanted to achieve, and that was to climb Kilimanjaro. It took me 3.5 years to be able to go climb the mountain Kilimanjaro changed my life. And I did it at that time with my crutches. Now, the reality is certain things will not change overnight. You can't, there's no, if I had that magic bullet, right, that tonight and then tomorrow you get that 150,000. However, it has happened in the past, you know. However, is, you know, the reality is you need to realize this is a process. If you haven't done anything up till now, you are where you are because of choices you made 6 months ago, 12 months ago, a year, more than a year ago. That is where you are now. However, if you start applying these things today and you learn every day when it is tough, you still go out, you still have affirmation when everything around you looks dire, when there's load shedding, it's dark and you can't see the light. I remember walking on Kilimanjaro up. The last night is -16 degrees. I'm cold. I can't see anything around me. Just my light is shining on my footsteps and the footsteps of the person guiding me. That's all that you see. It's that dark on top. And I talked to my guide and I was like, I can't see anything. Where are we going? I don't know where we are. The next day, I actually saw that we were walking on a cliff. So luckily, I didn't see it. He just asked me and he said, Kobus, do you see your next step? And I looked down and I said, yes. So just focus on giving your next step. And this is why I tell people is that, yes, some magic can be created in one day. Others going to take up to 3 years. It's just give your next step. Just have faith that this process works by applying it every day. You know, there's multiple processes. There's the mentor. There's the right circle. There's learning the skills. Maybe you need to learn more marketing. Because the one thing people need to learn is sales. How do you sell? Because most people want to come to you and say, hey, I need 150,000. You should give it to me because I have this great idea. But it doesn't say anything about what is it in for me. So by learning the skills of selling is the, how can I give more value? How can I share my story so that other people come to me and buy into me? Because the thing is, and that's what I learned from rich people, is when you are like an Elon Musk or, you know, he's just a famous guy, people come to you and say, yes, money, do something with it. He doesn't have to go even ask them back. He just says, I have this great idea, and the money flows to him.
Is it the power of attraction?
That's the power of attraction, because he's proven it and he's doing it over a period of time that he doesn't have to go and do it anymore. For us, we need to change that reality in our mindset first, because what is it when you don't even have 10 rand? What is it your mindset sees every day? What is your talk every day? Oh, it's another day. How am I going to survive? How am I going to get through this? But if you can change your words from how I'm going to survive, is how will I thrive today? What do I need to do to make more money? What do I need to do to earn more skills so that I can earn more money by the end of the month? So that I automatically attract as well. I just helped now a guy that was for 4 months without a work, right? And he doesn't want to start a business. He wants a job. In 3 months, right, he couldn't find anything. It's now been 3 weeks. We just applied the right skills, the right processes, the right mindset. You know, every morning you had to wake up, you know, play the song Dressed by Success by Roxette. He had to dress up in his suit as was going to work. Do the work. Guess what? He's just been offered a job.
Really?
You understand what I'm saying? Just changing the mind and showing up different suddenly attracted the right things. Here's another thing. A soccer player. He's 26 years old. Plays in South Africa. He just finished studying. And his parents wanted him to go study. And he always wanted to play football. What would you tell a guy like that and say, look, his dream is to play professional football. Should he do it or should he not do it?
No, of course.
But he's 26, right?
Yeah.
So we go on a journey. 12 months is what they give him to be able to do it, right?
Oh, my. Yes.
A week before the 12 months is over. Just think about this. The guy that nobody knows. He started the process, our own website, you know, interviews, his own podcast, the whole journey that he's going on. He was offered a pro contract with a team in Georgia.
What?
12 months.
So what I'm hearing you say, Kwabas, and correct me if I'm mistaken, is that this may not necessarily be a silver bullet, but it is definitely a very powerful arsenal, a powerful weapon in your arsenal as an individual. And once you unlock it, you can use this weapon to fight a huge battle. But the key to it is unlocking in order for you to access this huge weapon in your arsenal.
Definitely. You know, it starts with the quote from Gandhi. Everything starts with a belief. We need to change our beliefs because we change it through our thoughts. What do we think about every day? What is it when you, the first moment you wake up, what do you think about? Because our thoughts then become our words. There's even a book that says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love to use it will bear the fruit of it. So what do you speak out? What is the words you use? If you say, I will do my best, for example, you are lying because you might do your best, but you're going to still blame the economy or other people around you, or you're going to justify why you don't have it. But if you use words like whatever it takes, there's no excuses, no blaming. So our words then become our actions that follows automatically. We make different choices. We act differently. And then it's about creating the right habits, having the right values in our life. And guess what? Before we know it, we've created a new destiny for ourselves.
It's 20 minutes after, 20 minutes to 11 o'clock. My name is Thabo Shola Mashao, my guest, Kwabas Fesser. We are talking about the power of the mind, wherein if you use it effectively, you can achieve a whole lot of things that you are setting yourself out to attain. So I'd love to hear from you at this point. I'd love to open the lines and ask you a question. Has your mind played a role, a huge role, to landing you where you are right now? Have you consciously, deliberately, and intentionally used your mind to achieve certain things? To get a vehicle, a house that you want, perhaps even a spouse that you had always dreamt of? Has the mind really showed up? The power of the mind, I should say, has the power of the mind really showed up in your life in the most intricate way and delivered some of the things that you've always wanted? Let me hear from you. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Or do you believe this is just one of those things that is said and often motivational speakers speak about the power of the mind? In reality, it doesn't happen. I would love to hear from you, because in my mind, I am convinced that the more positive thoughts you create, you have, you carry in your head, the better things become. And it is not magical. It's really not just by the snap of the finger. There is some effort that goes with it. And it's insufficient or inadequate for us just to think that immediately when you think about it, your entire life will be great. There are still some practical steps that you need to take towards that greatness. You still need to buy a lotto ticket. Perhaps your reality is different. And you want to challenge me on this one? You want to challenge Kwabas, not me. Kwabas, these are his ideas, not mine. Challenge Kwabas on this. Or you want to agree and say, listen, I've seen this work. I've seen this work, because we spent 24 hours of our lives right inside our minds. And whatever the circumstance in our minds often becomes the reality in our lives. 011-883-0702. On Twitter, my handle is @IamFreeTSM. @IamFreeTSM, @Radio702. @Radio702, please share with us. I'd love to find out from you. Perhaps you're depressed. Perhaps you're in a difficult situation, unemployed. Things are not going well. When you started changing your mind, did things look a little bit better? 011-883-0702. Charlie is calling us from Florida. Hey, Charlie.
Tabo.
Let me save you there, Charlie Tabo. Are you good, Charlie?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah, we are all ears. We are listening to you. Kwabas and I are listening to you.
Good evening, Kwabas.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to your question.
Well, I thought maybe you might just pick up who I am.
Johnny, yes.
Kwabas, you know, I'd like to, number one, congratulate you on the feat of completing Mount Kilimanjaro. It is quite a heavy feat. The other thing that I'd like to also comment on is I just love your analogies. It is so paramount that, you know, analogies actually clear up what we would want to say and give us a clearer view, or the recipient of the message. It paints you a different type of picture that you can actually see the thing that you are wanting to explain. As you know, we in the advisory and mentoring, shall I call it, coaching space.
And
we do find the biggest problem is that quick fix. You know, and I like using the analogy to say, when you go to the doctor and you have a flu, does he give you a tablet and tomorrow the flu's gone? Or 2 hours later? It's not. You've got to, finish the program. And then you will actually get better and so forth. And you made a comment that the more you believe in something, we don't know when it's going to happen. So at the end of the day, we just need to trust the process. Where do you want to go to? What do you want to achieve? And most importantly, what do you have to do to achieve that?
Charlie, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And I really appreciate your thoughts here as you were passing them over to Kwabas and the rest of us. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Let's hear who else is giving us a call. Ntlantla, you're calling from Kwamhlanga. Hi, Ntlantla.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm free, Ntlantla. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to add something to Kwabas.
Mm.
Yes, it happened once to me in 2011,
Say that again, please. I missed it.
Yeah, I said it happened to me, the man said,
yes.
In 2011.
Tell me about it.
In 2011,
yeah.
I was a casual in one of the biggest hardware in South Africa. Yeah.
Mm.
So it happened that it did not took me many months. It wanted to register me as permanently. So it happened that they end up being, because now I was taking the course there. I was not just waiting. I was ending up taking the internship, the course is happening at some days. And the customer service is so busy.
Ntlantla, you know, the line is not very clear.
So it happened that when they were about to appoint me to be a trainee.
Sure. So Ntlantla, tell us the mindset. How did you change your mindset? You are saying that you're a casual worker, and then much later on, you had wanted to become a permanent employee, and that really happened. So the process in between, what did you do in between?
No, I was putting more effort. Remember, if you are asking a word, you must not ask me the word I told him. But, you know, you must go something, you must go extra mile.
Mm.
Or you must do something. Sometimes you must not be asked to do something. If you, even the manager becomes surprised at how you did change yourself. Now, so no one was about this thing, you know, all those things.
Ntlantla, thank you so much for your thoughts there, and all the best. I hope that you can also move from strength to strength. And Ntlantla giving us a call from Gwamhlanga. It's now 12 minutes to 11 o'clock. Kwabas Fesser is my guest. We are talking about your mindset. How does it help you to actually attain that wealth that you've always wanted? Kwabas, your thoughts on those calls?
Yeah, definitely. Great to hear Charlie. We've met about 10 years ago, so nice to hear that he called in. About the work, you know, I met a friend last year. He's now a friend, and he was just appointed to be a salesperson, and his dream was to be sales director of the company. Guess what happened 12 months later? You know, putting in the work, getting the results, showing up like this last gentleman showing, you know, putting in the effort, working hard, doing more than what is expected, having this vision of what he wanted to achieve. And he's just now, beginning of this year, being appointed as sales director of the company. You know, it does happen. You know, it's just faith. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. Certain things need to take time to have that impact for that seed to be able to attract the right nutrients to be able to grow.
And there are other steps that need to also be taken. You can't just say, I've got a great mindset and sit and do nothing and wait for things to come your way, right?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's not what most people think. You know, that's what The Secret, the movie, had wrong. It all just said, you know, visualize it, put it on the wall and think it's going to happen. But if you're not going to put action in, you know, people say knowledge is power, and knowledge is not power. You know, I have all of the knowledge to have a six pack, yet I don't have a six pack. I mean, applied knowledge is power. You have to apply the things to be able to get the result.
011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send your questions, your concerns, your comments on 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. And your voice notes as well, please just make sure that they do not exceed 60 seconds when you are sending them. Alternatively, on Twitter at Radio 702, at I Am Free TSM. I'd love to find out from you. We're talking about the power of the mind. This is a mindset feature. And we are talking about how the mind can translate thoughts into practicalities. And we were asking Kwabas Fesser, who is my guest, who's with me right now, about becoming wealthy, and can your mind assist you and play a critical role in assisting you to truly become wealthy. Sanctus, you are in the Western area. Hi, Sanctus.
How are you, sir?
I'm free. How are you, Sanctus?
I'm fine, man. I say I can buy that story. I still remember what happened the other day. I even one day asked myself, what is this thing working? I remember it was a long time ago, around 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened is I was asking myself, by that time I had read something from the Zodiac.
Yes. Yes.
So there was this story that I was asking me, because my star was warning me of something. So I was wondering, what about if I wouldn't have read that stuff? Was I going to be aware of it? So I started being worried and asking myself that question. One day I had a dream the dream that responded to that question. What happened is, on that dream, I won a lotto. But when I woke up, I forgot it. When I woke up, I had forgotten the number.
Yeah.
To my amazement, it happened that I met a lady while I was traveling, she said to me that she is going to play Lotto.
Yeah.
Then that's when I remembered that I had one Lotto, three numbers.
Yeah.
But I was struggling to remember those numbers. So what happened is I told her that I remember having dreamt about winning three
sure.
numbers. Then she insisted that I gave her the numbers. I couldn't remember the number, man. But what happened is I said, I still remember those numbers. I said to her, I remember the first number was 7. Then while we were talking, I said, Norma, the second one is 14. She kept on writing. Then I struggled with the third one until we give up.
Yeah, Santos, did you win at the end? We need to get to. We are close to the end of the show.
I won three numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, by just writing what happened.
Yes.
I just kept on writing, and the same thing happened. On Monday, when I arrived at a certain shop, it was on Monday. On that Monday, I checked the results. Then I recalled the whole of that trip.
I see.
The numbers that I had won was 3.
Oh, man. And it was already too late. Already too late to go back and play the rest of them, because the day the draw had come and gone at that time. 6 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're on 702. You can still send your messages to 072-702-1702. Kuobas Fisser is my guest. He's a multi-talented and renowned author, speaker, trainer, facilitator, life coach, and fireworking instructor. And we were just talking about how to use your mind to create wealth. Kuobas, as we come to what's the twilight of this discussion, I would like to find out from you, just as a form of a recap, where do we start again, and remind us of those critical steps that we need to take, because all of them are very important, but I assume the first one is the most important.
I think, the first thing is, what do you want? If you're not certain about what you want, you're never going to get it. You know, it's like when you travel to Cape Town, you first need to know where you are starting and that you want to travel to Cape Town. So first and foremost, you have to ask, what wealth do you want to create? How do you want to see your life? And it's to go create that vision for yourself, for your life, for the next year, for the next 3 years, etc. That's where you start. The second thing is, once you know what you want, is to then look into yourself. What do you need to be able to create that? What type of person, when you look into the future, you need to be? You know, what skills would that person have? You know, who will they be surrounded with? You know, what is the actions this person have taken? You know, what affirmations is this person talking every day? You know, because you have to say it when you create your affirmations as if you already have it in today's age, so that your mind can start believing it. And I mean, that is, for me, is when you start, that's the most first important points. And then the other biggest thing is, find a mentor. You know, I've learned that, you know, people with money are always open to give their knowledge. And, you know, I've reached out to someone that is much more successful than me. And I said, look, please mentor me. I want to learn from you. I will buy you coffee every month just to spend an hour with me. And, you know, if they say no, then that's no. Then you go to the next one, you know. But ask someone, and there will always be someone that's better off than you that will be willing to give their time and value for you. I'm open to that. You know, I don't do that much because, you know, if every 100 people ask me every day,
you'll never get anything done.
I will never. But however, I do put out my time, and I usually say, you know, here's an example, a book or an audiobook. If you listen to this first and you come back to me with the learnings, then I will give you another hour or 10 minutes. And guess what, Dobbo? Most of the people that I give that to, I never hear from them. They never go and listen to the audio, or they never go read the book. And I'm like, you know, it's a sort of disqualifying because they're not to put in the work.
Yeah, they just want the results without the work. Let's take some quick voice notes and we'll come back and say goodbye.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I agree with Kuobas there. Whenever you put your mind into something, nothing is impossible. If he is so you are as well. If omunye phumelela nawe uzophumelela. I mean, whatever you do, affirm, you do affirmations ekseni, in the morning, during the day, you talk alone as if you're hlanya, something surely will come out. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, hi, Tabo. Good evening. It's Daphne. I'm loving your guest, especially the analogy he's just given about the farmer toiling the soil, planting the seed, waiting for the season, for the right season, for the right seed. That is just so powerful and so relatable. Thank you so much. I'm going to look up Corbus after the show. Really interesting guy. Thank you.
Certainly. And Corbus, how do people reach you on social media? I presume the website. How do we get more information about you?
Yeah, thank you, Tabu. I think the most important place is you're welcome to reach on me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So you search Corbus with a C, Corbus Visser, or Corbus Visser the Viking. You search for that, and my website is corbusvisser.com. It's easy to find. I would suggest connect rather with me on social media, Corbus Visser the Viking, and I'm looking forward to you. And please reach out to me. I've written two e-books with a friend, and for those callers who are interested, because of 702 and Tabu and you and Stanley giving me the opportunity, if you reach out to me and saying Corbus ebook, I will send you a copy of my ebooks that I've written, and it's called Extraordinary You, The Power That Is You. Just for listeners, say you heard it on 702, and that will be my gift to your listeners, Tabu.
That's fantastic. I loved chatting to you. Interesting stuff, and I hope that we can have an opportunity to talk in the near future. All the best to you, Corbus. Strength.
Thank you very much for you, Tabo. Yes, next time, let's do it. Then I will come to your studio. I will bring my broken glass here and help you walk over broken glass.
Listen, I hope my mindset will be ready for that. But thank you very much, Corbus. I'm glad it was not today, though. All the best to you. We look forward to it. Corbus Visser is a mindset coach, life coach, and he does plenty of other things. Fire walking coach and also a trainer, facilitator, author, and all those wonderful things. We are talking about how to use your mind to create wealth.